you turn these lights off?
I just looked up these symptoms, and I think I might have. I think I might have hepatitis okay. A.
Isn't this so funny? The last time I did this, I was sick. Holy shit!
Maybe I'm sick because you're here.
I would believe that.
Psychosomatic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I tell.
Just thought of your name, and I got sick. Maybe I'll vomit on the microphone, and it'll be our number one rated episode. It's the Brett Davern Show, brought to you by Nice Guy Digital, and you guessed it, recorded at the world famous Moore Park Music Studios in Studio City, California. Today's podcast, Brett chats with our friend Kevin Amadani, where he picks his own flicks, and he tricks his own dicks, and he flicks his own wick. And we're talking to our buddy Wissam Quiche with the segment Wissam's Been Thinking. My name is Marty. I'm a skippy Ben. My head hurts.
What?
Oh, God. Let's get to the guy who's graduated high school three times.
That's me.
And he's had sex with three Roombas. Brett Davern. My best friend, Brett Davern.
Thank you for tuning in to the Brett Davern Show. This is where a mostly female demographic ages 16 to 32 come together to talk about and to talk to the guests that they really care about. We're a different kind of podcast. We're the podcast that is not hosted by a stand-up comedian or a mom who can't stop talking about her kids' peanut allergies. No! I am your host.
I'm going blind.
Write down our website. You're going to need it. BrettDavernShow.com. Once again, BrettDavernShow.com.
Burt Davern Show.
How's it? That was like a little homage to a radio guy I grew up listening to in Seattle.
Cool, man.
I just wanted to do it for fun.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, a little experiment. Hey, everybody.
You.
Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. We're here again. This episode,
are we on live YouTube?
We're on YouTube
right now, though.
Yeah,
live.
Yeah, well, not live. No, not live. But we're gonna be on YouTube.
Okay,
yeah,
good, good.
Marty's gonna do the show with his eyes closed.
Yep,
because he's so skilled at it, he can do it with his eyes closed.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't need to see your pervert behavior.
Marty, our show is free. It always is. All we want is the people to start recommending it to a friend. Or they're prisoners.
Mm.
Mm?
Mm.
Yeah,
I like that.
That was weird. Oh, boy. Marty, how you doing today?
Feeling shitty.
Oh, dude, I feel like crap. I mean, I'm serious. I got...
Now let's welcome Wissam.
No, seriously, like, I don't know what's going on, man. Like, I've got a cramp in my abdomen. I don't know. Like, not from doing too many sit-ups either.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows, I hate the crunches.
Well, I feel like someone has stabbed me in the face.
Yeah.
With a basketball.
What were you drinking last night?
Mm. Rum and... Oh, Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libres?
Rum and Coke.
Getting down on the Cuba Libres?
I ordered them as rum and Coke.
What'd you do last night?
Went to see our buddies at Dr. God.
Oh,
comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy.
At the legendary Io West Theater in Hollywood, California.
Every other Saturday.
Yeah, the show goes on at, what, 11?
11.
How was it?
Great as always.
Was it? Inspired you to drink a lot of Cuba Libres?
Mm. Yes.
Were you in a celebratory mood?
Yep. Not anymore.
Now you're paying for it today?
With my life, I think.
Mm-hmm. You had a pretty great video of you and Jillian mm-hmm. in a club dancing to some late 90s swing music.
I mean, that isn't that shit from the 30s, though?
No.
That's a new age song?
Yeah, Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Yeah, that's not like an old late song. 90s.
No. Excuse me. I'm sorry. What's the song called?
Jumpin' You're not Jive. On the show yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go
sorry.
Away. Get back in your closet.
Oh, I didn't know that was on the show.
No, get back in your closet. Did you hear me say your name?
No.
That's what I thought. Can we look that up? What? I think that song is old.
I mean, it might be an old song that they redid and covered.
Jump and jive.
Then you wail, you gotta
jump and jive. Then you wail away.
Yeah. Or there's Brian Setzer Orchestra as well. Oh, that might
be. Throwback of our legend.
Yeah.
Zoot Suit Riot.
That's the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Yeah.
That's a creepy name for a. I don't get a creep factor tally mark for that because that's their own band name. Are you listening, Matadocious? Cherry Popping Daddies?
Yeah, that's weird. Real bad.
That's gross. You know, there's like a lot of like band names or song titles or whatever that then when you think about it as an adult, you're like, ooh, that's gross.
Yeah, Third Eye Blind.
Right?
Pearl Jam. That's about.
Pearl Jam. Think about it.
Five for Fighting.
15, there's still time for you. Time to play tin. Britney Spears. That name is disgusting. When you only got 100 years. Oh, I'm wearing a Love Your Melon hat. We should talk about them. Give them a plug. Love Your Melon's a great charity. They are doing some fundraising and supporting cancer research everywhere. They send people these stocking hats. I think you can buy the stocking hats online and help support the charity. Find Love Your Melon online. I think some lovely ladies at the University of Pittsburgh sent me this one. They DM'd me. We chatted. Sent me a beanie. It's pretty comfortable, too.
Could you get one for all of us?
Check it out on YouTube. I asked if the producer of the show could get one, but they were like, who's that? So that just goes down on the dick board. Just being a dick. Yeah, just being a general dick.
What about for Marty, who is on camera?
Oh, Marty? They said his got lost in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I have a feeling my name was not brought up.
Ooh. They probably have DM'd you. They DM everybody.
They didn't DM me. Oh. I checked.
Marty, you should play us a song on this episode.
No.
With this lovely hangover voice
that
you have.
No, I should not.
You should. You should do it, bro.
I don't even remember how to play the guitar.
Yeah?
My eyes are going cross-eyed. What?
Hmm?
I go home.
You gotta start remembering we do the podcast on Sundays.
I don't forget.
Oh. You just think you'll beat it?
You just think...
You're like, this will be the time where I'll be all right.
The pain is a distraction.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been going hard lately.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. What's wrong? What's going on? Do you have issues?
Just trying to keep my head above water.
You trying to run away from the pain?
I don't run. I run toward the pain.
You want to talk about something? You want to get it off your chest?
Nude and with one blade in my right hand, I run toward the pain.
I would love to just like keep prying at you so hard one day that you just start crying and break down and we have like a real breakthrough aha moment.
I'll take that long. At this point, I'll
really?
Cry. I'll cry in about 10 more sentences.
Really?
Yeah.
If I keep talking about your hangover?
Yeah. What else?
We Sam's entertained.
It's been raining a lot in LA.
It has been raining.
And the people, you know what? Can't mother.
Okay,
fucking
I'm gonna
drive.
Say something. Oh yeah, okay, hold on. I'll come back to that in a second. But what I was gonna say is that this is some real like hippy dippy shit I'm about to say.
God.
But I swear, man, because we go so many days here where there's just not a cloud in the sky, it's beautiful weather, high pressure system, blah, blah, blah. As soon as it starts to rain and that low pressure system comes in, it affects me. Like, I can actually feel it. I'm a little, slower, a little lethargic, low energy. I'm low energy Brett Davern.
Little Marco.
Yeah. I'm all of a sudden low energy Brett.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. Do you feel it too?
Yes. I mean, it's the barometric pressure is actually doing something to your body, though.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's, though, because, I grew up in Seattle around the rain all the time. It never really affected me. But I think it's since moving here... And having so many days of high pressure, I'm not used to it anymore.
It's like training in Denver.
Yeah, well, yeah, totally. You know, like Muhammad Ali used to train like at altitude. I'm sure a lot of boxers still do.
Yeah,
like he'd have training camps up in Big Bear and
you
things
have
like
to.
That. Yeah,
because you can't compete with the people that do.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, we're kind of depressed out there. Can everybody tell? How many people do you think are listening to this episode?
Seven.
Oh, I was talking to Big Ben Collinsworth on the phone mm-hmm. last week. Maybe it was a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Low pressure. Low energy, Brett. Anyway, we were talking about YouTube, our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And how it's been going pretty well.
Yeah.
And like people are subscribing a lot and like it's doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then he breaks open all the geek numbers for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And we start talking about the countries that people are listening in.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but not China. Nobody in mainland China.
It's bullshit.
Well, not according to YouTube.
Anybody in Taiwan listening?
I don't know. Ben, crack it open. Pull open the page. Let's talk about it a little bit.
Because Taiwan, there are only
I got
one,
a question
there's
for
only
you,
one
Marty.
China.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So, most episodes are about an hour long.
Yeah.
So, the YouTube videos are an hour long. What is the average length of time you think people watch the videos?
7 minutes.
Ben? Yell it out.
Watch time, stand by. Average time is... 8 minutes, 9 seconds.
8 minutes, you were close.
Wow, that is so stupid.
Isn't that crazy?
You people are garbage.
Yeah, what is wrong with people? They don't have an attention span anymore. I mean, here we are bringing on guests that they like, guests that they want to see, and they watch it for 8 minutes.
How many people like are awake for 24 hours?
Guess what?
How are people awake for even 8 hours?
Marty, we've been recording for 8 minutes right now. So do you want to say goodbye to people already?
Yeah. How do they live?
Thanks for watching, everyone. It's been 8 minutes. We'll see you later.
This is too boring. I'm just going to go to sleep.
I can't watch any more of my favorite celebrity guests. I've got to turn it off.
Favorite? I don't know about that.
Well, celebrity. We haven't gotten Greg with 3 G's on here yet. That average watch time will be at least 13 minutes.
If we get Greg in here, I can punch him in the face on camera, and we'll get our views. We'll go through the roof.
Actually, that's a good point. You guys should just hook up, like rig up a like a real bro down, a real throwdown.
He'll lose,
you know. Or we could just watch him do curls in the corner while we record. Right. Curls for the girls.
He's trying to get in shape for his new animated series.
Ben, any weird countries on there?
Albania.
Ooh, super weird.
Hello, Albania.
That's ridiculous.
Serbia.
The Serbs are listening.
Serbia checking in.
Taking a break from that civil war to check in on the Brett Davern show.
Here's an interesting statistic, though.
I mean, they should count as multiple people.
There are several
hard
countries where our demographic of people watching on YouTube is more male than female.
Ooh, which ones?
Mexico.
We've got...
China.
Brazil.
Probably. Ooh.
More men in Brazil watch than women.
That's a bummer.
60-40 percentage.
Wow. How many people are listening? Seven?
I don't have an exact number.
So four men, three women.
Mexico.
That's what Mexico. I said. I said Mexico. You guys heard me say it, right?
India.
Well, I said it.
India. All right.
Yeah.
We're on in India, dude.
Makes sense.
Japan yeah. must have like two people because it's 97% male and 2.6% female.
We were in Japan.
Yeah, we were in Japan.
You think we made a good impression on all the ladies?
A lot of dudes.
A lot of good lady impressions. Brett did a lot of good Japanese impressions.
I did.
Two people's faces.
I did. I did.
So there's some South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Indonesia.
Uh-huh. What about...
Thailand, yes. Thailand is watching...
No, he said Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Oh, sorry, Taiwan.
Thailand is not part of China. Taiwan, however.
Taiwan, yes. They watched a total of 11 minutes.
Then we are on in China.
There you go. Taiwan. 11 minutes. They beat the average. Uh-huh. What's the highest average length of listen or watch?
Who's watched the most?
Yeah, which country stays with us the most? Because I love them the best.
It's going to be America.
America.
America?
God bless America.
As far as watch time, 17 days, 10 hours.
17 days of this show has been watched.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
25,000 minutes.
Holy guacamole.
Holy shit.
Let's take a break from this BS. I'm going to pop a couple of aspirin, and then we will be back with Kevin Picks Flicks.
I'm going to cherry pop and daddies.
And we'll let Wee Sam start talking. Do you ever buy stuff on Amazon.com? Do you know someone who does? This is Brett Davern, host of this here Brett Davern Show, reminding you to visit BrettDavernShow.com before you do any of your shopping on Amazon. Just tap or click the Amazon banner on our site, which takes you directly to their site. Be sure to bookmark the new address in the Amazon window that pops up. Clicking through costs you nothing extra whatsoever. It's free to you. You'll notice nothing different about your shopping experience. They just give us a little kickback of the action. It's not much, which is why we need all of you out there to help us out. You can also show your support by spreading the word. Tell a friend about this new and exciting way to help your new favorite podcast. Once again, that website is BrettDavernShow.com. And remember, clicking through is the thing to do. I love you. Thank you. Let's call Kevin. But you start recording probably.
Does he know
right
we're
now.
Calling?
Huh?
Does he know we're calling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I told him between 2 and 2:30.
Every time we call him, I'm pretty sure, I think...
Well, he might forget.
I think he's
can
naked.
Can you turn me up a little bit? I can't hear.
I think he's naked every time we call him.
Hello?
Kevin Hamadani.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Yeah, this is Kevin.
Kevin, it's your favorite podcast, The Brett Davern
Show
calling.
Oh, shit. Is this Mark Armin? That's fucking great. What's up, man? I love that. Okay, I was waiting for you to call
Ben,
me.
Can you turn it up even more? I don't know. I can't hear for some reason.
Is Marty there?
Yeah, Marty's here.
What's up, Marty?
What's up, Kevo?
Oh, you know.
Kevin, you want to... here, hold on. Wait, we got to do your intro. Ben, hit the button. No, that's fine. You'll put it in later. It's fine.
Ben, hit the button.
No, he'll put it in later. Oh, there it is.
Now it's time for Kevin Picks Flicks with our friend and filmmaker, Kevin Hamadani. Did
Kevin,
I mention he's a piece of shit?
Kevin, there's your intro, buddy. What do you think?
That's amazing, dude. I love it. Thank you, Marty. Your voice
yeah, there
is
you
so
go, buddy.
You're welcome, buddy.
My favorite part is that Marty's making the sound of the film going around with his mouth. It's a self-made sound. He's a Foley artist now.
You guys are low budget. Awesome. You know, this is how you start. Low budget. That's
low energy and low budget.
Low energy, low budget. That should have been the name of the podcast.
Low energy, low budget. Welcome to Brett Davern Show.
Pretty good. Buddy, what's happening?
Well, it's a big week coming up for movies. It's the
Oscars.
Oscars, and
yeah.
There's some stiff competition out there, but I know all the answers, so if you want, I can tell you what's going to happen, as I do every year.
Oscars, not as white as last year, hashtag.
Yeah.
But it's funny, though, but the whitest film of all time is going to win, though, so it balances itself out. So, you know.
Which is what, Manchester by the Sea?
pretty funny that would be considered a very, very white film if it wasn't so rich with human emotion. I'm talking about the one without any emotion.
You're talking about
Blah Blah Bland?
Yeah, I mean, no. Listen, let's not go down this hate on La La Land. It's a fine film.
People can find that on past episodes. Sure. Well, before we get into all that, what have you been watching lately that is not Oscar, you know,
not Oscar
nominated
well,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You seen anything recently? Like, Marty just went and saw John Wick 2.
Oh, I'm so jealous. How was it, Marty?
The first 10 minutes were radical. I mean, it's a really awesome movie, but the first 10 minutes, dude.
Yeah, I love the original. I mean, I love the original. So.
Me too.
I'm so glad he's back. He's the shit, man. He's I'm on the Keanu action, train.
Man. What have you been watching?
I watched. I've been going through a Coen Brothers kick. I saw. I rewatched No Country and Fargo, and man,
No Country's
Jesus.
Great.
So good. And then I saw Nocturnal Animals. I guess the newer one. That's
right.
That was all right.
That's not them, though, is it?
Huh? No. I did a segue there. It wasn't personal.
Okay.
That was just.
How was it? Did you like it?
It's okay. It's interesting. I like that director.
Is he nominated for anything?
I think supporting actor. What's his name? The guy from Boardwalk Empire. Supporting actor. Everyone likes.
Oh, Michael Shannon.
Yes.
He's awesome.
He is.
I love
Michael Shannon. He's great. What a face.
Michael Shannon's got a great shout out to another podcast, the Marin podcast. Michael Shannon's
awesome
interview
episode.
On that is great.
He's
awesome. He's the man. Yeah, I like him a lot. He's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Okay, so here's the thing. I think this episode might come out after the Oscars has already aired. But here's what I think would be fun. Why don't you tell us in the major categories who's going to win, and then we'll see if you were correct.
Okay.
And then
tell us who's definitely not going to win.
Yeah.
I'll save actor for last.
So we'll play like... It's almost like you're like our Miss Cleo.
Yeah. Call me now.
You're going to tell us the future here. You're going to look into... remember when Conan O'Brien used to do the...
of course, in the year 2000.
Look into the future, in the year 2000 kind of a thing.
Yeah, of course,
exactly.
Man.
So you're going to do that for us right now with the Oscars. So you're going to tell the future. So
for next week.
Which category do you want to start with?
It's up to you guys. Let's start with screams. I'll start with cinematography. Going to go to La La Land. I'm giving that a 95% chance, La La Land, which is fine, I guess. It looks really good, that's for sure. Screenplays, original screenplay, it's going to go to Manchester by the Sea, unless tonight La La Land wins the WGA. Now, here's the thing. If La La Land wins screenplay, then there's something very wrong with voters, because that is absurd. Mm-hmm. That is absurd. Mm-hmm. It's a fine film, but it's not a scripted film. You know what I mean? It's just a film with people dancing and shit. Manchester should win. So, but I'm going to give it to Manchester, okay?
But what's going to win, though?
Manchester's going to win unless tonight things change. All right? I'm leaving that little bit open. But I'm 90%. Right. If the Oscars are right now, it would be Manchester.
Yeah. Adapted
is going to go to Moonlight no matter what happens tonight. That's going to go to Barry Jenkins is going to win that one. Supporting actor is going to go to... I'm sorry?
I didn't know Moonlight was an adaptation.
Yeah, it's an adaptation of a play. Of a little play that the director loved, I guess, and turned into a $1.5 million film. That's pretty damn good. If you haven't seen it, you guys...
It's awesome.
Speaking of Moonlight... Supporting actor will go to that as well for Maharshala Ali. His name is Maharshala Ali, I believe. Moonlight. Supporting actress is going to go to Viola Davis for Fences, which I have not seen, but it's pretty clear she's won
she's
every award.
She's good in that.
Oh, you've seen
she's
it.
She's good in everything.
Yeah, yeah. She's good. She's very good.
I didn't like she's the movie, but good. She. Everybody was great in it.
Yeah.
She's always good.
An actress film, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's like a play.
Also based on a play.
It's essentially a movie.
It takes place
in one place the entire
Now, speaking of Fences, now we're going to Best Actor, which is the most, I would say, unpredictable. Here's the thing. Before the SAG Awards, Casey Affleck already had it in the bag. And for some reason, they gave it to Denzel in the SAG Awards. Now, here's my theory. Casey has got some bad press about him. And
he's got some legal stuff going on.
Legal stuff. Personally, I don't care what someone does. Obviously I wouldn't want Casey around my future daughter, but he gave the best performance, in my humble opinion, not only of the year but of maybe a couple years. Like, he is incredible, and
he is really good in that.
He's been winning every award all across this, from Europe to Golden Globes to everything. So, but because the SAG Awards voters are the same as the Oscars, it's very rare that they don't go for the same guy. So that's why now it's up in the air. But I'm going to give Casey. I'm going to say Casey's going to win. But I would not be surprised if Denzel takes it. Actress is going to go to Emma Stone, who is actually the best part, I would say, of La La Land. She's pretty good. You know, she's very charming. And director and picture.
You say best picture?
Picture is going to be La La Land. Damien Chazelle will be the youngest director of all time next Sunday to win the Oscar. That is luck.
La La Land.
That is luck.
And so then La La Land will take the picture.
For sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
There you guys go. Merry Christmas.
All right. We're going to have to check back in and see how he did. We're going to have to write all those down. Ben, you got that?
Well,
yeah, Ben's got it.
Right. I'm pretty rad about this one. Yeah, I saw Jackie, by the way, and what's her name is very good.
Natalie Portman.
She's a pretty good actress. And any other year, I think she would have won. Yeah.
Have you seen anything recently that you hated that you want to spit some hot fire about?
You know, I finally caught that Superman film with the Batman and the Superman on the old television there. And
the Ben Affleck Batman movie?
Oh boy, that was a doozy.
Yeah,
that was a doozy.
Bad?
Yeah, delicious. Anything bad like that? No, not really. Nothing terrible. Just
that's one of the worst movies ever made, though.
It's a really bad movie.
I think it is. I think it's pretty horrible. If an elephant flew in the middle of a scene, you wouldn't even notice because it was basically just a bunch of bullshit in your face for like 2 hours. There's like slugs, and then all of a sudden, there's like goo, and there's a monster, I guess.
Did you make it through the whole thing?
I would have been bored out of my mind. Huh?
Did you make it through the whole thing?
Hold on. Yeah, I did make it through the whole thing. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
He put us on hold for some recreational activities.
But I do. Man. I recommend Jackie. It's pretty interesting.
All right.
There's a new few films, and there's your Oscar.
Oh yeah, let's get into your. Well, you got to pick some flicks for us. So just like when we were kids, and you walked into Blockbuster, they'd have the employees' picks on the wall. So you're our. Acting as our Blockbuster employee here. So what are Kevin's picks we be seeing?
I'll give you two. This is a film not too long ago that's kind of slipped through the cracks. It's called The Serious Man by the Coen brothers.
I think
that's one of their top five masterpieces. I think it's incredible. It's a
movie.
And then an older film. Let's go back to the 80s, guys. Let's go to the 80s. John Voight, before he was crazy, was actually a great actor, as we all know. And he made this film called Runaway Train.
Anaconda?
He made a film called Anaconda. He made a film called Runaway Train. He was nominated for Best Actor. And it is so fucking good that I highly recommend it. Runaway Train, 1989, I think. John Voight. It's basically Snowpiercer before Snowpiercer. So I would recommend those two Oscar-nominated films of our past.
There you go.
Yeah,
Kevin, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah,
Have you seen the Netflix movie with Ricky Gervais, Life on the Road? Yet it just
Here's the thing: like Office, the 2-season British is one of my favorite things ever. And the Christmas special as well. So I've heard bad reviews about this, and I don't want to have. I just don't want to go. I don't want to go there if it's bad.
I cried laughing multiple times. It might not be a good movie, but it is funny.
That's awesome. Well, then I'm going to watch it.
Funny.
The reviews aren't very good.
Laugh out loud. I couldn't breathe. Really? Jillian told me to shut up. That wasn't that funny. Like 4 times.
He's David Brent, right? He's David Brent again.
Yes, he plays David Brent, and he's a singer-songwriter, and he goes on tour, and it's amazing.
Oh, so good. I'll watch it.
Well, there you go.
How about you, Davern? Do you see anything good? How about you, Davern? What you see?
I was saying I watched Arrival for like the second time.
Yes. Isn't it better the second time?
It's so good. Yeah, it's way better the second time.
So good.
I mean, that script is incredible.
It is.
The movie goes in a circle.
I mean, you know, it's great. It's a great, and in a good way. Sometimes you can be like, oh, it's just circles around it. No. This is really good. Arrival's great. I mean, you know what? I watched The Aviator again yesterday.
Oh.
And, you know, I liked it a lot more than I did the first time when I saw it in the theaters.
Okay.
Like, DiCaprio's got it going on in that movie, I think.
When he's going through his anxiety stuff, he's incredible.
Yeah, I think he's really good, man. That's a great movie. I actually really liked it a lot. And Cate Blanchett just kills it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you thought that was like an impersonation or actually a great performance.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, man. It's pretty awesome. Cool. And then I watched Broadcast News.
It's so good.
'90s, late '80s movie with William Hurt and Albert Brooks and Holly Hunter.
You won the Oscar for that. Rightfully so. And
pretty awesome. You know, Broadcast News, man, they would not make that movie. Like, that movie would not, it wouldn't even be an indie film now. Like, it's just like, it's a weird, like, slice of life, just sort of character study, sort of not much really happens. It's very, I don't know, but it's a great movie. I mean, it's great performances, great writing, but anyway.
And that's really James cool. L. Brooks.
Different style.
James L. Brooks, who discovered not only The Simpsons, discovered Wes Anderson. And he made like three films, and they all happen to be great. Fascinating.
Yeah, they're pretty good. It's good stuff. Yeah. Oh man, I love just flipping through like HBO and just finding stuff.
That's great.
Oh, buddy, good stuff. Well, we will talk to you in a week or so, and we'll find out if these Oscar picks were correct or not.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man.
Bye, kids.
Later, buddy.
See you, Kevo.
Later. Bye. There he goes. Kevin picks flicks, blah, blah, bland, taking home the best picture. I still haven't seen it, so I'm just calling it that because he calls it that, but I still haven't seen it.
I saw it this last week.
Ben loves it. Did you love it?
I didn't love it. No?
I liked it a lot.
I would have not used Ryan Gosling.
I loved him. I loved him.
Are you all right with it winning Best Picture? Wins Best Picture?
Yeah, it's a weak year for Best Picture.
Yeah, all right. Well,
Rivals should win.
Should we introduce Weesam, or should we just keep him sitting there without talking?
Little bit of both. Shut up.
No, Deadpool should not have been nominated. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said. That movie's not. I mean, it's a decent movie, but it's not. No. Should we talk to Weesam? Jesus. Should we talk to Weesam?
Yes.
Weesam Keesh, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great today.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm
you guys
you sat there the whole time.
I know it was a while. Man. No, it's okay. And it actually goes well into what I wanted to talk about, complaining.
People ignoring you?
Oh, eat shit.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because I wanted, like, instinctively, it's like, oh, man, I'm waiting all this
long. You've been thinking about complaining?
Yeah.
Wait, we got to get Ben to hit the button.
We'll save it.
We're going to, Ben, are you ready to hit the button? Here's Weesam's segment. Ben, hit the button. Oh.
Weesam's been thinking.
Good timing. So, you've been thinking about complaining?
Yeah.
Hit us with it.
Recently, I tried to do a challenge where I wouldn't complain for a whole day.
Uh-huh.
And I had like a little thing tied to my wrist as a reminder whenever, like, and it was kind of annoying, you know, mm-hmm. So I always knew it was there.
Was it explosive?
Yeah, what was it?
It was just a little ribbon.
That was annoying?
Yeah, because I don't wear anything around my wrists. Like, I just don't like that feeling.
Especially
of
ribbons.
Like watches or like bracelets. I'm not that kind of person.
Was it a fancy frilly ribbon?
It was pink and had a bow.
Hmm.
No, I'm kidding. No, it was just like a little red ribbon.
Okay.
Yeah. But at the very least, I became aware of how many times I actually start to
complain.
Like, wanting to complain.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is, rather than complain, find a solution.
Mm.
Regardless of whether it's quote unquote their fault or, you know, most likely it's something on your end, you know? So, yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, do you guys think you guys complain? You guys don't come off as negative people to me. Obviously, everybody complains, but I'm saying.
What is the thing that you complain about the most? Or, like, when did you find yourself wanting to complain the most during the day?
Things that are out of my control.
Like what?
Or stupid people. You know what I mean?
That's Marty's number one complaint.
That's the one.
Stupid people.
That's the
one. Ignorant, stupid, bitchy people.
But in what situation?
Like, for instance, you know, customer service. I see somebody, like, in line, like, being rude to an employee or something like that. That, you know, it's like...
Well, this is the number one town for terrible customer service.
No, Los Angeles.
You mean people complaining to customer service? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean employees. No, I mean people getting good customer service.
You really think so?
Oh yeah, this is the worst town by far.
Really?
But have you ever been? Have you ever seen the caliber of people that go in?
No, that's not what I mean, yes, but that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I mean, that has no bearing on what I'm saying.
If a person comes up and is on their phone and says, latte, and you say, how are you today? And they're on their phone.
No,
you're
giving good customer service there. See, that's not my point. I'm talking about when the person is not on their phone and is like just a normal person and they just get treated like crap by people that work there.
I'm sorry, but I have to completely disagree with you just from my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I've been calling a lot of companies on the phone for various reasons,
mm-hmm.
and I've noticed that whenever I go, they go, hi, my name is Karen. I'm here at Bank of America. Nice to, mm-hmm. you know, I hope everything's going well. How can I help you? And I'm like, good morning, Karen. How's your morning been so far? It's actually been, it's good. Mm-hmm. Like they've,
mm-hmm.
nothing, keep going.
Oh, sorry. I literally thought that was in my mind for a second. I was like,
had an idea.
Karen, is that you?
It's just the computer.
They're surprised that I even ask them how they're doing.
Right.
And then they're more inclined to help me out because I'm actually ready to go with my question or my issue. And then
you shouldn't have to do that in order to get good customer service.
Oh my gosh. Be a
decent person.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm saying that like you just calling them
right.
and saying hello is good enough right off the bat for them to give you good customer. Like you shouldn't have to be thinking, I got to ask this person how their day is and I got to whatever in order for them to be nice to me.
I do because I know there's so many shitty customers they're dealing with. It's a complaint hotline. That's why I'm trying to like show empathy right off the bat. Like, hey,
I understand.
I acknowledge you as a human
about.
Being.
All right,
as
fine. But here's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm talking about is like when I go to Home Depot.
Right.
And I walk up and down the aisle trying to look for someone because I'm looking for a specific thing that I can't find.
Yeah.
And the employees walk straight by with their head down pretending like they don't see you. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that is shitty customer service. It's shitty. Mm. Like, I'm clearly looking for something. Like, just, oh, hi, sir. Can I help you?
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not being shitty to them.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
Because I get Marty's point. Like, if the, you know, yeah, there's some shitty customers out there. But what I mean is, like, you know, if I just walk up to the counter and the person is giving me that kind of thing, like looking down, avoiding eye contact, not whatever, it's like, what did I do to you? Like,
I'll extend an olive branch and say, if you're shitty, no matter what side of the counter you're on,
yeah,
don't be shitty.
But this town is what I'm saying though is that I notice when I travel because I do a lot of traveling. When I travel around like other cities and stuff, people at establishments, whether it's a bar or a coffee shop or a restaurant or whatever, just in general, generally speaking, they are nicer or provide better customer service. I think it's because in Los Angeles, everyone who's doing a job, especially where they have to provide customer service, would rather be doing something else.
Listen, I understand that.
And so I get it. That's what I'm saying. I get it.
Right.
But I think in other towns and in other cities, like someone, that's their career, whatever they're doing. And I don't mean like maybe a barista or something like that, but I mean like, you know, they're a manager at Home Depot and that's what they do. And so they're proud of it and they take pride in it and they want to do a good job at it. Whereas here they're thinking, God, I can't wait to get out of here to do something else, which is why I think they don't have any
loyalty
to it.
The shitty customer or the shitty customer service?
No, see, you keep going back to the customer. That's not what
I'm saying. The environment begets your reaction. If you go to like North Carolina and everyone's super friendly, it's mostly because people are super friendly in North Carolina.
All right, well then fine. Then people here are
just
generally like not
angry.
Very friendly. Yeah.
I'm just saying customers and customer service.
All right, so I'm right then.
But what came first? What is a reaction? Is it a reaction or just a...
I think that Los Angeles, it's fine. Well, I don't even know if we're on complaining anymore, but I like the conversation. So let's keep going.
No. I think that
Los Angeles, the problem with Los Angeles is that, and the three of us, and Ben and Maddie, so everybody in this room right now is from somewhere else, so they don't really have a loyalty to the town in terms of like, this is where I grew up, this is my community. Well, Maddie did kind of grow up here, but then you moved to Texas and whatever. But anyway, so I think that like there's not a sense of like when I go back to my hometown, Edmonds up in Seattle,
okay,
like there's a sense of like I grew up here, I have pride in it, I'm still here, I am going to see this person again. So, you know, you're just generally a little warmer towards each other or something. Yeah. And here, I mean, come on, like drive around. You get honked at, flipped off.
No, you're
I mean,
right.
You know. So I think that, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, dude, and I live out in a suburb of all suburbs of Los Angeles, and still even, like, the customer service is still very, like, flippant and, like, sort of, you know, I think there's also an air of, like, they don't care. Like, you're coming here to get your coffee, so, and they know you're going to come here to get your coffee, so they don't care.
You're right. But, and for somebody, I worked at Starbucks for 5 years.
Yeah.
Which is the worst customer, like the worst place for the worst customers ever, because everybody from the poorest to the richest people come in.
Well, especially the part of town you're working in, too.
But I also, as a customer, now that I don't work there anymore, or if I go into a Chipotle or whatever, and I'm like, people are there, you know, they're in a hurry, they're throwing the tortilla on the heater. What can I get you, sir? They don't even look up, and I go, hey, man, mm-hmm. how are you today? Like, I, you know, like you said, when you're calling Bank of America, I just like to stop them.
Right.
But if they're still rude to me, that's when I go, okay, I almost want to give them the benefit of the doubt, because when I worked at Starbucks and somebody was just so nice to me, I wanted to be like, you're a kid, don't talk to me right now. I'm not in the mood for joy or your niceness. The lady before me almost threw hot coffee in my face and no one has tipped. Like, I appreciate you're nice, but fucking move along, dude. Like, it's
no, I know.
It becomes
dude,
a gross cycle.
I think that it's hard for me to remember, like, because we're 80-something episodes in now, so it's hard for me to remember what we've talked about on here before and what we haven't. But, like, I spend a lot of time in the South. I have family down there, you know? And, like, there is at least 1 to 2 day adjustment period for when you're going out and going around, and even you're just at the grocery store and the person checking you out wants to, like, talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, hey, darling, how you doing? What are you getting? Oh, yeah. What are you making? You going to a barbecue?
Right.
You know, and there's that moment where in my brain I'm like, why the fuck are you talking to me? Don't talk to me. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I just want to get out of here. And I'm like, you know, I'm like in that pace of like,
right.
just ring me up and so I can get out of here. And I have to go through like a day of adjustment of being like, oh, they're just being nice.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't get that in here a lot.
No. And I think
– unless you have like a regular spot maybe or something.
A solution. I don't know if it's a solution, but just to kind of to spread that positivity and just mm-hmm. – regardless of what their reaction is, because that's something we don't have control over,
yeah.
the other person's reaction. And this right. goes for anything in life. Their reaction is not a definition of who you are. And I think that's a lot of times why people get offended, like, oh, I said hello to you and you didn't like
right.
what's wrong with me. No, it's harder said than done in the beginning. I totally get it. But I always try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, I understand where that's been, but I'm still going to be nice to you.
Yeah.
And best of luck to you. I try to think that.
Yeah.
Try to spread that. I know it sounds very hippy-dippy, but I try to spread that positivity to them. Be like, I hope they have a good rest of their day. Because then it makes me feel better. Like, you know what? I don't want to spread that, like, oh, this, you know, this a-hole – didn't say thank you back with
yeah,
a smile.
Right. Right.
I was being nice to you. You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
that you've just canceled that out.
Well,
that's
I mean,
all, man.
I'll give yeah. you another like scenario. Like the other day, it's funny, you were talking about don't complain and here I am just complaining. But like the other day I went to this store, I was returning something.
Right.
Right? I had the receipt. I'm prepared. I didn't open it. I didn't need it. I got home, I realized I didn't need it. I was returning this thing, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the store, you know, there's the counter for returns and there's like three people working behind the counter and there's no one there. It's middle of the day on a weekday. Nobody there. And she goes, you know, next person in line or whatever. And again, there's no one in line. But so I walk up to the counter and as I get to the counter, she just starts talking to the coworker about like work related stuff. And I'm just standing there and they have a full on like 10-minute conversation about like they ran out of receipt tape and where's the receipt tape and send someone to the back to find receipt tape and oh, this register doesn't work so we got to move over to another one. And I'm just standing there and not one time did she look up and say, just a second, I didn't realize we're having this problem. We'll be right with you or anything. And I'm not kidding. It was like 5 minutes of me just standing there silently because in my head I was like, I wonder how long this is going to go on before they – and so is it training too? Like is no one said to them like, hey, just – keep them aware of what's going on. Because, dude, look, this is not coming from some spoiled fucking actor who's never had a real job, dude.
Right.
I mean, I sold vacuum cleaners in people's houses. I drove the bull at Saddle Ranch. I worked at the Gap for over a year. As a matter of fact, they gave me a year pin, and that's when I knew I had to leave. But anyway,
Starbucks gave me a 5-year pin.
I have worked at some retail. I've done every job there is to do. But when I worked the Gap, dude, and someone would come up to the register, I mean, I'd be like, hey, how are you? Da da da. What can I help you with? I mean, if I had to handle something, I'd be like, we'll be right back with you. I'm so sorry. I mean, you know what I mean? What's up?
Brett, I get your frustration.
What's up?
But again, it goes back, and this is going to circle back to complaining. That's something out of your control.
Yeah, you're right.
And you, as a person, as a human being, you just have to accept that. Otherwise, it's going to continue to fester in you.
You know what I start and, to – hold on.
Oh, no, let me
fester for one more second because I want to – no, because I think you can add to – I'm going to give right. this to you because I think you can make me feel better about it in your
all right.
response.
All right.
Here's what I start to resent a lot, though, in these situations. See how you guys feel about this. We make it a joke on here all the time, and we all know this. I look younger than I am, right? That's what everybody always tells me. And I'm always going out for younger parts.
And you act older than you are.
I have a resentment about it because I feel like if I looked like my dad at that counter, they would look up and say, well, I'm so sorry, sir. We'll be right with you. Just give us a second. I feel like it's like, who's this young kid? Who cares? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a subconscious thing with them where they're like, oh, this isn't a real adult, so it's fine.
Brett, can I make a confession on here?
No, then, I know that's in my own head probably, but
you know
ahead.
What I hate? Yeah. I hate when people say to me, and almost every single person I know, or even strangers, they say to me, hey, buddy.
I know.
Bud or buddy. I don't like – I used to have such a – I hate it when people call me that. I just don't like it because to me it's – when I first people heard it, I was like, hey, buddy. Like I felt like it was like a – I'm not a little kid. I get that.
They call me son.
Patronizing.
You got to find the way to smile at that and just to let go. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of people.
So you think that I could be right about that?
About what?
About them thinking I'm younger, therefore treating me with less respect.
I'll tell you this. That could be a possibility.
Interesting.
But again, it goes back to what I was saying. You have no control over how other people react to you. And it's not a it's not a true definition of who you are as a person. Who you are as a person, you only know.
Yeah.
All right?
No, you're right.
So once you accept that kind of mindset and perspective, the things you let go, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You're just like, okay, that's the way it is. And you know what? A lot of times when I'm now, and it takes practice, when I'm faced with that rude person, with that person who – you guys have even said it to me. You're like, hey, buddy. I just smile. I know you guys don't –
We're buddies, though. Yeah, we're not saying it like you're younger.
No, I understand that. But it's been ingrained in me over the years that it's a trigger.
That's why I started calling you a dickhead.
That's even better.
Yeah.
I prefer that. Mm-hmm. But no, it goes back to complaining, and here's a key thing to help people, and it's helped me, and I've heard other people it helps them as well. What are you thankful for? No life is perfect. I know you've got stuff to complain about. Mm-hmm. I know you've got stuff to complain about. I know every single person in here has stuff to complain about. But what are you thankful for? And when that complaining situation comes up, and then you're like, you know what? No. I'm thankful that I have my health. Mm-hmm. I just knew two people who got diagnosed with throat cancer, neck cancer, like out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It just hit them like, dude, I am thankful for my health.
Yeah,
I might have bad knees. I might have whatever, but you know what? I'm thankful for that. And then all of a sudden, that anger you felt from that barista, you know what? Best of luck to them.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I can get my coffee. It puts things in perspective.
The expectation thing's a big one.
No,
yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely.
I'll be real quick with this.
You don't have to be quick.
So it's a little personal story about Jillian and I.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, this past one, I got her flowers, but the real thing was we just bought a house and the old owners put a big ugly sandbox in the front yard.
Mm.
And getting that moved is a pain in the ass because you have to hire somebody and it's expensive.
It's like a child's sandbox.
Yeah, it's big. It's like a 16 foot by 10 foot sandbox. It's like a big thing.
Yeah.
A lot of sand. Sand is heavy, so it's hard to move.
So and also, where do you put it?
Yeah. If you get a company that comes do it, they charge you know, $1,000 to do it, and we don't want to do that. So my gift to her was while she was gone, I got the shovel. I stripped down to my shorts, and I got to work. I put headphones in, and I just shovel by shovel, put it all into garbage bags, put the garbage bags into the can. The can would get too heavy after two bags, so I'd have to make trips. So, and what do I do with the sand? Because they won't pick it up.
Right.
So I spread it behind our house. There's an area between the fence and the house.
Yeah, like that, in a so like, flower so I spread area, it. Garden. Yeah.
It's a lot of effing sand. I did this for 6 hours at like backbreaking work. Like my Fitbit said, I burned like 1,200 calories just doing it. My arms were sore, my back was sore, and this is shoveling is right. The most like,
oh, it's awful.
It's the most like gut wrenching motion.
Full body workout.
Yep. And then trying to wheel this unwieldy trash can with. So I went, I spread it all, and spreading it all behind the thing, I couldn't get my arms. The shovel doesn't fully turn, so I have to shovel the sand over my head so sand is getting down my shirt. I'm covered in filth. I get it all cleaned up. I take all the wood, and she comes home, and I'm like, she's going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
I did this. This is a big deal. I just saved us both a lot of money. I broke my ass to do this. And she comes home, and this is not a knock on Jillian. This is me saying I need to accept things more. She comes home, she walks in the house, and I'm sort of like expecting, like, oh my God, thank you so much. And I was like, did you? She didn't say anything. I was like, did you see that what I did? She's like, yeah. And I was like, she's like, let's go look at it. I was like, all right, okay. And she goes, there's still a lot of sand out here. Do you think maybe they're gonna be able to sod over that, put grass over that? I don't know. She's like. Maybe tomorrow we can take the rake and get the rest of the sand. And my whole time I'm like, just effing say thank you. Just hug me and say thank you. Yeah. We got in a big fight because I was like, because of expectation. Because I did something and assumed the reaction and I expected – but she was super grateful and super happy about it, but it wasn't my expectation of what it should have been. And that's we're fine now, obviously. But.
Well, she shouldn't have been a jerk.
I mean, my arms are still sore.
No, you're totally right, man. It's the expectation, the expectation that you have in other people, and then you can just be disappointed.
Yep.
So
anyway, don't complain. I agree.
Don't complain.
I'm going to try less. You know what gets for me, though?
What?
Because like I said, so I'm standing there at the return thing, and I really actually wasn't upset. I was just almost – it was almost like a – like an anthropological study of like human beings. I was just watching going, I wonder if they're going to say anything or not. And then they didn't. And I just did my return and left. Like I didn't like yell at them or get upset. But my, the thing is though, is like, it's funny. I listen to Carolla's podcast, Adam Carolla's podcast. He says this all the time. And I agree with it or I've noticed it too. It's like growing up, I didn't realize that like adults could be like bad at their jobs or like that they're just like normal people. They're growing up, they're like adults, you know? Right. Like you know, a family friend is like a doctor and you just assume they're the greatest doctor in the world. I think Marty, you've said this before, right? Haven't we talked about this? Maybe we talked about it off the air, but it's like you just, you know, like a friend's dad was a cop and you're just like, oh, he must be the greatest policeman that's ever lived. You know what I mean? And then you become an adult, and especially now, like I'm even older than the people that are working at these stores. And I'm like, how come nobody taught you to be better or like to know what you're doing or to know what, like, I almost don't know if it's like a complaint or like I'm getting angry. It's more of just I'm just mystified. Like, what's up?
I was just recently on this wonderful another podcast I got invited on called Love Is.
Yeah.
And we talked about one of the things is, what are you thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a driving force for me, what I'm thankful for in my life.
Mm-hmm.
What we were just talking about, Marty, the things you have control over and the things you don't. What do you have control over, Brett? The gym. And when we say the gym, it's your work, your craft, your passion. So all that other stuff, you really don't have control over. So the stuff you do have control over, you put in the work and you really grind it out. You keep hammering it. And all of that stuff, all of a sudden, the stuff that used to annoy you, no.
Yeah.
This is the stuff I'm focused on. Even when that stuff is really bad, you're like, yeah, whatever. This is the stuff I want to focus on. Your relationship, you know, that's really important to you, that partnership.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's flimsy. That's a great solution. I
anyway,
mean,
that's
or you just lock yourself in your bedroom and don't
or
come out.
Or kill everyone.
Okay, no. Now we got to move on.
All right.
No, that's good stuff, dude.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I like these conversations with Lee Sam. They really get me thinking. Ben, hit the button.
Dropping some keys.
That could have been the title of it. Oh.
It's offensive. Sort of an Asian stereotype, right?
That I want to go to Nepal so bad.
Wee Sam, what's coming up next for you, man? What's going on? What have you been up to lately?
May I ask when this is out?
A couple weeks, probably.
So it's after March 5th or before?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably okay, after.
If it's after March 5th, you can check out my pilot airing of Chicago Justice, which is literally the best role I've gotten to play on television. It's on NBC. The network. I'm sure you could watch it on their website at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Did you get and Chicago Justice?
You know what? That's actually debatable.
What is Chicago Justice? Is it someone throwing a deep dish pizza at you?
No, it's one of the best law programs I've ever gotten to.
You just got Chicago Justice,
right now.
Bro.
It's when you hit a homeless man with a deep dish pizza.
That's actually a sitcom.
You want justice?
And
you know
hopefully I'll have more good news by this week.
You were amazing. Yeah. You were amazing on that episode of Chicago Justice.
Dude, thanks so much.
You saw that?
Dude.
I saw it.
The deep dish pizza.
It was incredible. I saw it. What was it, last week? Oh, man, it was awesome.
Stop.
No, I love,
thanks
part
for
coming in, man.
With the deep dish pizza.
That's a wrap, everybody, on another edition of the Brett Davern Show. Thank you out there for listening. Thank you for subscribing on iTunes, Google Play Music, or YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, this show is free. If you like what you heard, please recommend it to a friend. Also, if you could rate and review our little show on iTunes, we would really appreciate it. The next person that reviews this show on iTunes, I will call them on the phone or send them a private video message or whatever they want. So get out there and review this show. We're going to keep track of who was first. You guys will get a prize. Or maybe Marty will call you and sing a song. Whatever you want. You know what? It's dealer's choice. First person that leaves a review, let us know what you want. We'll hook you up. You can follow the show on any of the social medias, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Same handle for all those, at Brett Davern Show. Today's guests, Kevin Hamadani and Wee Sam Keesh, can be found on Twitter. Wee Sam, what's your Twitter handle?
It's at Wee Sam Keesh.
And Kevin can be found at Hamadani, Hamedani. That's our show. Ben, say something loud in Marty's ear.
Something loud in Marty's ear!
Ben Collinsworth is on Twitter at TheBigBen76. My buddy Marty Shannon's latest album, well, it's called 2600. And you can find it on iTunes, or it's also streaming on Spotify. And Marty has this for all of us.
Doubt thou the stars are fire. Doubt that the sun doth move. Doubt truth to be a liar. But never doubt I love. William Shakespeare.
Marty's on Twitter, at Marty_Shannon. As for me, well, I'm on Twitter and Instagram, at BDAV, BDAVV. Reminding all of you to be kind and take care of each other. That was our show. Good night. All the people working the return desk at Target.
Ever rent or download anything on iTunes?
Of course you do.
It's 2016. Perhaps you're wanting to download some of my albums.
Of course you do. I'm the best.
Hi, your pal Marty Shannon here, reminding you to visit brettdavernshow.com before you do any purchasing on iTunes. Just tap or click the iTunes banner on our site, and that'll take you directly to the regular iTunes store. Then just go ahead and download whatever you were going to download in the first place. Clicking through our site first costs you nothing extra. It is free. And you'll notice nothing different about your shopping experience. Nothing, guys. Just like what your mother said about you when you were born. Nothing. Remember, clicking through is the thing to do. One more time for the people in the back. Clicking through is the thing to do.
Thanks, everyone.